This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shedden. We've been talking a lot lately about how the media seems broken, and it feels like the discussion tends to center around the problem of fake news and media credibility, not solutions. But two new efforts brought to us by technology companies have popped up with some possible fixes. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, who are these tech companies turning to?
You, Mary. They want you to fix their problems. And me, and everybody else. Both of these efforts are a new take on crowdsourcing. Google is rolling out a new feature that will pop up a little survey window that will ask you to give them a little bit of feedback on whether their search results are any good. And also, Jimmy Wales, the founder of the ultimate crowdsource site, Wikipedia, now is trying to create something called Wiki Tribune, which is a crowdsourced news site.
Let's unpack it a bit. The Google feature, when and where would we see it?
It should be available on everybody's Google search right now. This is something that you might see when you're searching for something like, why does the sun make me sneeze? Google will give you a little box titled, People Also Ask. At the very bottom of that box, in little tiny type, is the word feedback. And if you click on that feedback, you will get a pop-up survey. You will get a similar pop-up survey if when you type in, why does the sun, and then it suggests the words, make me sneeze, and you click on that, you will often get a box of information at the top of your search results. And at the bottom of that box, also in little tiny type, you will see a faint word, feedback. If you click on that, the multiple choice options will pop up for you. And you can tell Google if something is inaccurate or misleading or if it's hate speech.
This idea is similar in some ways to what you said is called Wiki Tribune. How so?
In both of these cases, these companies are asking the crowd to do a little bit of work for it. The Wiki Tribune idea is trying to get the crowd to do more reporting, especially some of the heavy lifting in reporting, like sorting through data.
How is this different from what we all know, Wikipedia, as well as an earlier spinoff called Wikinews?
It's a combo solution. Wikipedia and Wikinews are totally crowdsourced. In this case, what Jimmy Wales is asking the crowd to do is two things. First, give him some money to pay reporters, but then also do the reporting along with the professional reporters. And Google is a combo solution as well. Google's asking the crowd to help its algorithm fix some problems that the algorithm has.
Are there problems that you can see cropping up?
Anytime you ask the crowd to help you out, sometimes you get badly intentioned people or just people who aren't very good at what they do. So, for instance, in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombing, the crowd decided to look through a bunch of images and videos of the finish line, and they identified somebody who they said was the bomber. Turned out that guy was not the bomber. So the crowd can really take off in a harmful direction without some sort of guiding force.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, what did you look for the last time you did a Google search?
I'm trying to figure out who started that annoying Facebook trend of 10 concerts I went to see and one that I didn't go to see.